Hello, group leaders. This is podcast number 26, and I am blessed today to have with me Kevin and Tiffany Smith, who have been leading a group since the beginning of this year and multiple times other in their faith journey. So today we're going to talk about how do we teach the Bible. So first off, Kev and Tiffany, introduce yourselves, if you would, in your own words and tell the people who you are.
Yeah, so we've been, this is Kevin, we've been a part of Grace for almost 7 years, and so, you know, as Kevin said, we've been leading a group beginning this fall, but we've both been teaching Bible really off and on through the last several years in different churches and different environments.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the question of the day. How do you all, in within the context of group, how do you teach the Bible, and what would your words or what would you say to other group leaders as this is the way you do it and maybe they ought to think about doing it that way too?
Yeah, so I just start by saying that I think about teaching a lot like I think about leadership. And one of the old adages when we think about leadership is that how do you know whether you're being effective at leading is by looking behind you. When I think about teaching, how do we know whether we're being effective at teaching is by saying, are people learning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to carry on that, specifically when we're talking about teaching, you know, it's important to consider a lot of things, but specifically the content and also the audience. And for us, we've committed to using the Bible as our content, engaging an entire book of the Bible to study. We believe that God has undeniably given us His Word to teach us about Him. And so, therefore, it's important for us to use that in doing that. Right, in order to meet Him. I mean, 2 Timothy 2:15, right? So we know that, and we've heard that from the pulpit recently. I mean, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it's important for us to be able to do that. And just in a recent message, you know, Keith made the points that we should know it, we should understand it, we should put it into our lives and be committed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you two well enough to know that we share the same knowledge that we see in different surveys that most of America is either Bible illiterate or very low knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so it's our goal, all of us, Keith, and every ministry, especially group life, to increase people's Bible knowledge such that they can put it into practice and application into their lives. So what are the nuts and bolts? How do you go about it?
Yeah, so, you know, as we started thinking about our audience and we first engaged our group was really how do we understand where people are? You know, what are the things that they, you know, that they feel about the Bible in terms of just its approachability? And so what we learned is people that would say, well, it's difficult to understand, or I don't really understand how it all fits together. And so what we began to think about is how do we drive two thoughts? The first thought is around curiosity. How do we help people to be more curious so that people feel confident to ask the simple questions? You know, oh, what does this mean? Why is this here? And then curious to even dig a little deeper. And so, you know, we talk about it, you know, in 1 John, it tells us to test the spirits. We want our people to be confident, to be able to test the spirits. And a lot of that means that I've got to be curious to go look in the scriptures and see what it says. But it's not only just curiosity, it's really also confidence. And so for me to see the Bible as approachable, I've got to be confident that as I dig, it's something that I can understand. It's something that as I understand it, it's going to be impactful in my life. You know, Jesus tells his followers in the book of John that to abide in his word. And, you know, then that's where he says the well-known phrase that know the truth and the truth will set you free. And so that's the way we think about it as we approach the Bible.
So you're one of the things you're resting on is the fact that God tells us that the Bible is alive and well, mm-hmm. and that He will speak to us through it as we engage it. That's awesome. Tiff, your thoughts?
Yeah, and just another thought, I guess, to lead on into this is, you know, when we're talking about this, the guidelines that I introduced to the women's study last fall, the Genesis study that I've, and what we try to model is just setting almost, again, guidelines that are first and foremost, the text is the boss, is what I like to say. And mm-hmm. that's just a way of saying we acknowledge that the Word of God is the standard. Like that is at his first, that is primary. That is what we know to be of utmost importance. And then the second thing is I say, but wait, there's more. Not more to the Bible, not even clearly, but just to understand that there are other resources, whether it be commentaries, whether it be podcasts, like all the different things that can help us learn about it. But it is most definitely in second position, right? It comes after that. And then the third thing is know what lenses you have on. And what that represents is knowing that we are all individuals that have our own bias. Like we have, I am a woman, I am a mother, I am, you know, I'm all these kinds of things. And so when I go to engage the text, I have to be aware of that. I'm bringing that with me as I engage the text that can affect how I'm interpreting it.
Right.
So that's,
Right. And you guys would agree that we're in an age today where there's so much information out there, the digital information, including, you know, theologian from years past, you know, all the historic theologians, all their stuff, most of all their stuff is online. And there's current theologian pastors who put out a lot of content. So if you're looking for content to study, to help you study scripture, there's a ton out there, and you just have to look. Yeah. And you have to trust some people who have already done some homework on who to trust, because there's plenty out there that's not trustworthy. Right. So you have to figure out what that is.
Yeah, and I love that thought, Kevin. And there has never been a time that there's more accessible information and even really good information. You know, when Tiffany talked earlier about content, you know, one of the things when we talk about directly engaging the 66 books of the Bible is, you know, I think it's easy to engage what, you know, pick a commentary, you know, a commentator or a pastor, what they think about a certain passage, or to find other people of what they believe. And I do think it's great for people to build their own perspective before they engage other people's perspective. And I think that's, that's really helpful.
Right.
And I think that gets into one of the last things that we've really talked about is originally when we started bringing our group together, we talked about it as a Bible study, as an opportunity, and it really is the core of what we're trying to do. We've recently kind of changed that to where we talk about Bible discussion. Mm-hmm. And the reason we talk Bible discussion is we want to reduce, kind of lower the expert amateur divide that comes from that person that's been a believer and been experienced for 40 years and the person that may be newer, is to be able to say that we can all bring perspectives and insights to the table. And by doing that, you know, what it does is it just really changes the tone of the conversation. It drops the pressure of that everyone has to have the right answer, even us as leaders, that we accept that sometimes we may get questions that we may have to say, well, that's a really great question. Here's what I think. Mm-hmm. But let's go back and dig a little bit, especially if it's something that really matters.
And I assume in your group life, as you're teaching scripture and leading your discussions, you're also helping you're helping them to learn how to research, how to dig. You know, it's like, don't just give a man a fish, teach him to fish.
Exactly.
That concept.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that we've added, I've implemented really over the last several months, is we do provide our questions ahead of time. We provide questions ahead of time to let people process them before they show up.
Yeah, that's great.
Just as a way of making them feel less on the spot of, I've got to come up with what I think, and more about, I can prepare and process this on my own. I think it helps that.
Yeah. Well, guys, I feel like we could make this into a week-long conference, but we've spent the last 8.5 minutes talking about this, and so we're coming to the end of this discussion. But I just wanted to thank you all for what you do, and my prayer really is that group leaders would really dig into the same concepts of instilling in their people a curiosity to start looking for themselves, because this isn't a lecture. Group life isn't a lecture. Right? It's let's do this together and let's raise our curiosities together so that we can all learn God's word. Yep. So thank you all. We appreciate it. So group leaders, here's your action step out of today. The word curiosity that Kev uses, I think, is just so rich. So how can you instill in your people a greater curiosity to open the word themselves, to dig in, to look at commentaries, so that it's not just a one and done, but like it's a lifelong curiosity that they need, that we all need, to continue studying the Bible so that we can apply it to our lives. All right, group leaders, Thank you for this. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.